yes, yes.
Gotcha!
Oh, my goodness!
Excellent.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Were you at the White Horse Correspondents' Dinner?
Let's go!
All right, goodbye.
Hey, Charlie.
All right, goodbye.
He started to ask him.
Charlie again.
He picked it up. He sounded real glum at the front of
his
call.
Yeah, he sounds like he might have a head cold.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, or maybe it's allergies.
My probably.
Allergies,
yeah.
My allergies were killing my ass this weekend.
All you have to do is look on your car and see the yeller dust, which is the pollen.
Fine
yeller. Yeah, and I went out to my car, and I looked at that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, yes, hi.
Hey, Mike, I seen Morgan Freeman on the cooking channel. It is a restaurant. With his shot of tequila, do you think he prefers a lemon or a lime?
Mike, it's been a while since
he's seen
discussed.
He's seen Morgan Freeman.
He's seen him. I seen him on the Food Channel.
I think I'll have a shot of tequila. What should I have? A lemon or a lime?
A lime.
A lime is fine.
A lime is fine. Yes, I enjoyed that.
But that thing now, that commercial, you put the lime in the Coca-Cola, put the lime in the coconut song?
Yes, put the lime in the Coca-Cola nut. Yes, it's delicious. I like my sodas flavored with lime.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What's happening? This is Mike calling from Buffalo, New York. How you doing?
All right, we're doing great, Mike. What's up?
How are you, Mike?
I'm all right. Listen, you guys hooked me with this show with the one song that you played that you got to play again for me, man. You ready?
Really?
I never met a girl like you before. Miranda, you got to do it, man.
Boy, are you? Have you lost weight during this show already? Because I mean, you're getting a, that's the one you thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, no. You got to give me a second to find the Batman song.
Oh, don't lose it.
We'll find it though. Thank you.
Yes.
That also a captivating tape. Miranda,
sure is.
Okay. All right. Get off. Thank you. I mean, the phone. I mean, you know,
step off.
It's the first thing they ever said on the radio that I thought was slightly dirty, mm-hmm. and I got hotlined immediately.
Get off?
No, the record was Come Together by the Beatles.
Ah, yes.
So,
great potential for trouble.
Was, you know, 13Q, Come Together. I hear it's a nice trick if you can do it. 13Q. You know,
hotline ringing.
The headphones.
Program director is running into
the
studio.
Like, you know, like, crazy! Yeah. Yeah. You are crazy!
It's a more innocent time.
Time. Truly was. I also enjoyed saying when I would play a record by heart,
uh-huh.
Here's Hard On, the radio.
Right.
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to the magnificent Miranda? I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
I'm hearing you!
Do anything for you if you just ask.
Would you like a cookie? Throw with fiber, very good.
Ask me to do anything for you.
Excellent.
Has run amok in Washington.
Can we have a sentence play the road of a woman's
heart, would you like to see me make time?
That worked.
Rosie is a little bit like ketchup. She seems to go with anything.
Everything.
She goes with all of our tapes. John Wayne.
Yep.
Batman.
There hasn't been one that she's fought yet. They're all pretty good together.
Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Tell me, what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
No. He would sure like to know the difference between an elephant and a flea.
No. Well, an elephant can have fleas, but a flea can't have elephants.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I don't want to hear the Riddler song.
Huh. You know?
Get an ice cream headache.
A little bit. I've got like 8 Slurpees.
Yeah, that Riddler was the one that just carried it over the top.
Over the
a
top.
Bit too
Come
much.
On. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, is there...
Can you guys please put the Insane Chain message, angry yelling rant machine message on your website so I could download it and put it on my iPod?
Oh, we'd be glad to. As a matter of fact, let me ask
there
you.
Is. Can you
Let me ask you a question seriously about if you go to our website, dynamicwebsite.com, we have, you can download, you can listen to a segment of the show every day. Would you like that if you're into iPod? Would you like it if we made a segment available every day you could download to your iPod?
Yeah.
You would.
Ah,
because
it's an affirmative.
They're screaming at me about this podcasting thing that,
right.
You know, that as long as we got stuff up on the net, we might as well make a link. We're looking into making it so that you could download something for your iPod.
Carry it around with you, you know, as opposed to having to be at a computer to listen to it.
Like, for instance, I can imagine it would drive you crazy, but what if you had that first segment when those Rosie tapes were new?
Yeah, you know, you just carry it around and you play it for your friends. You know, if they don't mind, like, the earwax and stuff.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
All right, thank you, my friend.
I could cruise down the street and blast it down the neighborhood.
Right, okay. All right, we'll work on it. Thanks. Oh, and we'll definitely put his phone call up there. We'll get a link so you can download his crazy threatening calls to Beth Ann. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I was watching the incredibly talented Annie McDowell last night, eating my dinner, and then I saw Rosie come on with those fat, disgusting sides of beef. Was disgusting.
I don't believe him.
No, I don't either.
I believe
every word.
You do, Buzz?
No. Really?
I did.
I think he's actually stopped the show, which is...
Yeah, I noticed that.
Pretty early in the show.
I think he's a jerk.
We all agree on that.
I think he's a jerk.
We find common ground, Rosie. Suddenly we find common ground.
Yes.
Yeah, we do, and it feels good. I've been kind of arguing with you in the early parts of the show.
Excellent.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Okay, just calm down over there. Please do. Rosie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, hi.
And Mike. Has anybody mentioned anything about her sounding a little like Bobcat Goldthwait?
There's
yes.
a little Goldthwait.
You know, yes,
so
Goldthwait
much.
There. There's some Pee-wee, there's some Bobcat.
Yeah.
Where are some of our Bobcat tapes?
Speaking of Bobcat,
yeah?
Have you noticed that Chloe on 24, her facial expression, she looks a little like Bobcat?
That's not inaccurate either. Chloe O'Brien, please refer to her by her full name.
And come on, as long as we're going down this road, throw it out there. My wife will say it to me tonight when that show's on. My wife thinks I am Chloe O'Brien.
But she mentions that you only have that expression when you're in your house. So we never see it. We never think.
No,
that's
we don't
not
see
the
that
Chloe thing. O'Brien look
no.
I'm looking at right now.
No.
Chloe O'Brien.
Oh, I almost forgot 24's on tonight, right? And Chloe's out in the field with a gun.
And the president's going to be really taking it to the vice president. See, I called him the president when he really isn't the president.
Right. Okay, hold on. Let's do the quick check here.
Because
I've thought Pee-wee, and I've thought, Ray Romano.
Ray Romano. And
Barney from The Simpsons.
Absolutely.
And now let's see.
Excellent. Yeah. Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, this is Bob. Yeah. Hello, this is Vic Tayback. And I never listen to Don and Mike. Who is your talking audience? And I have to tell them what channel they're already listening to. I'm hearing you. Yeah.
See, if you're loud enough and you have that voice, you can kind of just, like, muscle your way through anything.
Right.
Oh, that's too great.
Even the most challenging of dialogue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Chaz from Vegas.
Yes, hi, Chaz.
Hey, what's going on? I think it's a great idea for the podcasting.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a delivery driver out here in Vegas, and sometimes they cut your show out to put the stupid Dodgers games on.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to hear the Dodgers? They're not even a good team.
That's there's another great reason for it.
All right, well, it seriously is something that we... I'm not giving you lip service, because we do have the website now, and it's... I don't know what it will entail to do this, but I think it's pretty similar to what we have up already.
And now you have your answer, because you called me yesterday and you said, we want a podcast, but what does Chaz think?
Chaz has given us his answer now.
I say we move ahead.
Mm-hmm. Chaz.
Chaz.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike? Good to talk to you.
Hi there.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to see the Rosie O'Donnell thing myself, but it's safe to say from what you guys are playing that she's... joining the ranks of some really horrible people that play retards on TV.
Yes.
It seems as though there were a few that did a good job, like, who's that guy, Giovanni Ribisi?
No.
anyway.
Thank you. Hello.
I don't remember Giovanna. Is that
no.
Is that the guy from?
Yeah, he was with that skinny, that really skinny, ugly chick that was in. What the hell's her name?
Is that the guy from Boiler Room? Giovanni.
Yeah, that's him.
He was in the retard movie, The Other Sister?
Yeah, I think, and that's with, God, I can't think of
it. You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
I just have to point out again, that's another guy that almost, ground this show to a complete halt.
He didn't, though. Thank you. Where are you listening from? Let me see if it's anywhere important.
From Florida, Tampa.
Tampa,
Florida.
Right, well, thank you for listening.
Thanks so much. And I apologize for the stopping the show comment.
Goodbye.
I didn't mean it.
Did it.
Thanks for your call.
Goodbye. All our very best.
All our very best.
Keep in touch.
Keep feeling better about yourself.
Don and Mike show.
Juliette Lewis was the name of the
other
sister.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
She's no Rosie, though.
No.
Rosie. Yes.
Rosie has the crown. You got the crown, darling.
Oh, that is that.
And I'm sorry about that.
Would you like a cookie? Chocolate flavor, very nutritious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not after you've touched it.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Hello. Hi. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just wondering, while you're on the subject of putting stuff up for iPod, is there any possibility of putting like some of the sound bites up?
Yeah, we've had talks about that, and here's the thing. I don't want to share all the good sounds that we have on the show.
No, I mean, a lot of people work real hard to put those together.
I think if you guys want to download the shows and if we can make a podcast happen, that's great. But if you want to make like your own soundboard with the same stuff that we have,
right?
I don't want to sound superior here,
but if we did that, you'd probably have like club DJs and people like that using those all over the place. So
and my worst case scenario is that we take calls and everybody calling has their own Rosie O'Donnell soundboard.
Yeah, it would get a little out of hand.
But, if you want, I'll tell you how we do it.
A skilled editor, though.
We tape the TV show, then we isolate the segments,
right.
and just burn them out. You can do the same thing with your own soundboard.
You can do this, too.
Just tape it yourself.
And the hint that it took us years to figure this out is hold your tape recorder close to the TV screen.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How are you, Billy Big Voice? Nice to see you. What you should know, though, if you are going to tape something in the background, very low level, you can't hear it over the air, you'll hear, Donna Mike Show, Donna Mike Show, Donna Mike Show, Donna Mike Show.
That's why it's got to be loud.
Can you hear me?
Who couldn't?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, Rosie.
Thank you.
Thank you.